Few tent communities in the U.S. are legal or long-lived. One exception is Portland, Oregon's Dignity Village, which is nearly a decade old. The city council lets it use a piece of land near the airport. 60 men and women live there, no minors allowed. I called the phone number on the Dignity Village website, and a resident who calls himself Dread Dave picked up. He says Dignity Village is self-governing, and the residents enforce their own set of rules.
No violence to yourselves or others is the rule number one that will automatically get you put out. No theft, which is number two, that will automatically get you put out. No alcohol, illegal drugs, or drug paraphernalia on the site or within a two-block radius.
The Safe Haven tent community is a lot smaller than Dignity Village. About a dozen adults, mostly men, who moved onto the Catholic Worker property this summer after the city ordered them out of a nearby vacant lot. Resident and organizer Jess Massengale says they enforce rules similar to those at Dignity Village and share a similar sense of community.
The camaraderie that has been forming, the community that has been forming, is absolutely amazing. I mean, a lot of these folks are people that don't have any other options. We've got women, we've got men that have been banned from the shelters, and we've given them somewhere where they can self-govern and create something that is theirs and their home.
Supporters of Safe Haven say a tent community can provide a cheap, viable housing alternative at a time when local homeless shelters are full and Section 8 housing programs have waiting lists. But living in a tent goes against Champaign's zoning laws and Urbana's, too. Champaign City Councilman Mike Ledoux, whose district includes the Catholic Worker House, says even going out of town wouldn't help Safe Haven.
Unincorporated areas are still in the county. Staff has researched this. Nowhere in Champaign County is this kind of use permissible.
Safe Haven organizer Abby Harmon thinks the legal obstacles can be overcome. She says once they leave the Catholic Worker grounds, they hope to find a church with a larger site to host them temporarily, while they try to convince the city council to change the zoning code to accommodate them.
I believe that if we can show the city that we are willing to move on to a site that is more compatible with what we're doing while we're working with the city to work on these zoning codes, the ordinances, I think that that's a show of good faith.
Harmon says ultimately they want to find a large piece of land where Safe Haven can follow the Dignity Village model and move from tents to semi-permanent wooden buildings. And like Dignity Village, it would be supported by micro-businesses, perhaps growing and canning food for sale. Harmon is making her case to the city today in a scheduled meeting with City Council members Deb Finan and Karen Foster. Foster says she wants to listen to what they have to say, but remains skeptical. She says tent communities face a lot of obstacles.
The zoning, sanitation, proper facilities, having running water, things that people need in order to function. So it's the basic needs that I see are the obstacles.
Back at Dignity Village in Oregon, Dread Dave doesn't see any obstacle at all. Portland is roughly five times bigger than Champaign-Urbana, but he thinks a city's size is irrelevant to the role a tent community can play.
There's homeless people everywhere you go. Just because it's a small community don't mean that there aren't people there that need a place to stay.
Safe Haven and the Champaign Catholic Worker House scheduled an open house over the weekend. It was meant as a way to build relationships with skeptical neighbors on their block, but also to make the case to the community at large that the people of Safe Haven are neighbors too, even if they live in tents. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.